topic, brothers and sisters. Let's open our Bible. We're going back into the book of Ephesians, and God willing, we've come to the mighty third chapter. And what a glorious buildup we've had. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, in the first chapter we learned, and I pray that we're apprehending and growing in it, the Father's plan and purpose of us in Christ. And always know that it is in Christ Jesus, and He sees us in Christ, and that was in ages past. In chapter 2, we saw that Christ the Son provides all of it for us. He did it all. It is finished. When He said it is finished, there wasn't anything left out. It's completely finished. Know it. The victory has been won. And then last week, finishing up that second chapter, how incredible that we rejoiced and that we have been made one in Christ. We have been made one. We may try to act a lot different. We understand that. Children often do. But help us to grow up and settle in. Take the place in the body that God has called you to, and it'll be wonderful. You see, you take the place that God has called you to, you'll supply others. You know, I always hear people, oh, I'd love to do something for God. Let me tell you something. Let Him do everything for you. Let Him set you in the body, and then He'll use you mightily. And that's called grace. And He supplies all those joints, and praise God, one joint supplieth another. And that's how the body works. It's all from the head. But now, brothers and sisters, what's so wonderful is we know that there is no such thing in Christ as Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female. God is no respecter of person. And praise God, His family is His family. I was rejoicing with a sister today, and she was again trying to tell someone about their child, and they gave birth to this child, and that child's got their DNA. And that's not going to be changed. They've got it. It's permanent. Can't go back. How much more so a child of the King? Hallelujah. God is my Father, and nothing can separate me from the love of God. And if you're a child of God, and I don't care where you are, I don't care where you are, neither can you. And you, and you, and you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. How secure, how safe, and now we can grow on in Him in that wondrous grace. But see, God, in this third chapter, He's even going to go further. See, God always is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, brothers and sisters. And God wants an increase in His investment. We've been rejoicing in that. He has invested everything in us in Christ. And He has. He gave us everything in giving us Jesus Christ. It hit me that one day. It was, son, I'm all in. I love that. I am all in. There's no diversification here. I've invested everything in my son. And it's us in Christ. And I just thank Him for that wonderful, it's monumental to just embrace that and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You love me so. But brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. God is not in retirement just because He's invested. No. He wants increasing, and increasing at an increasing rate investment. And that's what God is about. And that's what God is doing. And that's why we're in this wondrous age of grace. And praise be to God, I was just so thankful. We're about to enter into the age of the exceeding riches of His grace. And yet, it's all been by grace. And these vessels that are being prepared, and praise God, I'm going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. That's going to be a time when unbelief won't even be there. And praise be to God, then it's going to be the exceeding riches of His grace. My faith's going to be made whole. I'm going to be just like Him. Hallelujah. One in Him. I just love that and how He brings that to us. But brothers and sisters, He desires the greatest return in us. In Hebrews 11:40, He leaves no doubt. And many of you know this verse. And I'm going to quote some verses tonight. I'll try to go a little bit slow, but there's so much here. And I do and am encouraged of the Spirit to get through it. But in 11:40, it says there, God having provided some better thing for us. Now, if you know about that chapter, you just went through the worthies, the faith hall of fame of the Old Testament. I mean, we're talking about Abraham. We're talking about Moses. We're talking about Joseph. We're talking about Jacob. We're talking about I mean some wondrous brothers and sisters in Christ, some mature saints, full overcomers in the Old Testament, trusted God, praise His name, to up to the very last breath, praising Him right into glory. And yet He said, and having provided some better thing for us, that was without us, they cannot be made perfect. I would hope that would make you a little bit excited. Do you believe the Word of God? It's not a story. It's the living Word of God. And this is who we are. This is where God has placed us. And I just ask Him, Lord, by faith, that we would trust in Your love. And I'll tell you, it will do mightily in our life. But notice, in that statement, God having provided some better thing for us, Brother Paul, he was including himself. He was including any Jew. He was including any Gentile with the vision for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He was including that. Praise the Lord. And why? Because we are one in Christ. Why? Because last week we understood that the middle wall of partition has come down. It's done away with. There's no more division. Praise God. And it's boldly to the throne of grace. And we're one in Christ. And we're accepted. And we're favored. Now are we the sons of God. Praise be to God. Know your rights. Not just rights. Know your birth. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. And how much He loves you. And how much that Father cares for you. Praise His name. Now, in this third chapter, brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost is going to take the plan and the purpose of God in the first chapter, and He's going to put us in it if we'll let Him. Did you hear that? He'll put you in it if you'll let Him. If by grace we will yield to this. If we will walk in it. Are you ready to walk? Oh, praise God, I'm ready to walk. I was trying to encourage a dear brother going through a dark valley. I said, brother, it's not time to sit. It's time to walk. Get through. Praise God. He'll bring you through. And I've been encouraged, son, that's the time to really walk. You want me to bring you through? The way of escape's already been made. And the way of escape is trusting me and walk. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Praise God. Walk through it. And I'm loving the Lord in His truth. But the Holy Ghost sent fully ready to guide us. Amen? The Holy Ghost sent, fully ready to guide us into all truth. And that all truth is the crowning glory truth. And we will read by the grace of God tonight. Last week we rejoiced that we have been made fellow citizens. We're not being prepared for that. Now are we the sons of God. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are seated together in the heavens in Christ right now. So praise be to God, I am, and you are, if you're a child of God tonight, you are a fellow citizen. Now, praise His name. And should be, as we'll read tonight, should be fellow heirs, joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. I love it. Hallelujah. See, He's taken you from family. And He's offering you to be the spouse. He's taking you from just the church to the spotless rib portion. From beholding the glory to truly being in the glory with Him. Now, I believe that kind of prepares us. Let's go ahead and read verses 1 through 6 of the third chapter here. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. It came through Paul. We're going to read this. Know where it came through. Which in other ages or generations was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, I'm just going to tell you how absolutely beyond amazing, beyond marvelous, beyond wonderful. Oh my goodness, what God is offering us. But here we go. Notice as we get into this very first verse, the word cause, for this cause. That word cause there, it means grace. For this grace. For this grace I, Paul. Now what grace is he talking about? He's talking about the grace in chapter 1 and chapter 2. Because of chapter 1 and because of chapter 2, praise God, this grace, I've got this message, and it's the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, which ye now have all of them, that wonderful provision that has made us one in Christ, that wonderful provision that has made us nigh to God. Now God has chosen Paul to bring and bestow the mystery of it. The mystery of it. Praise his name. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to notice something here as we go on. The only way that we're ever going to receive this, it's not going to be any different than the way Paul received it. And we're going to read about many ways that he received it here. But very first, we're going to see there's no difference. Paul was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You will never see this. I will never see this, brothers and sisters, until Jesus captivates me. Until he captivates you. There's a difference. Don't think I've ever met a Christian that didn't say, I love Jesus. Melts my heart and I thank God for it. But what about being in love with Jesus? Ravished by him. So thankful that I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. You see how this is bringing it home. Hallelujah. He's about to bring her home. These hearts are groaning for the manifestation of that time to come of the sons of God. See, brothers and sisters, his servant to obey, bound only to him by love, a chaste virgin to Christ. See, and that only happens because you love. You just love. You love to be together. You love to hear his voice. You love to have him put the songs in your heart. And praise be to God, when that happens, let me tell you something. It's just like Esther standing before the king. Honey, what do you want? It's all yours. Praise his name. Now, in this, brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful that we see that it's to you Gentiles now. See, there's a difference here. Look at that first verse. It says, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. See, it's not as last chapter in chapter 2, verse 11, where it said, in times past, Gentiles in the flesh. This is different now. These Gentiles are different. These Gentiles are the children of the King. These Gentiles are the children of God. These Gentiles are the children of Abraham by faith. There's a big difference, and it's a vital difference to see if we're really going to apprehend and get a vision of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that is in this wonderful chapter 3. Because without seeing it, without embracing it, I'm going to tell you, without seeing that the past Gentiles in the flesh of chapter 2 are gravely different than the saved Gentiles, you Gentiles of chapter 3, oh Lord help us. But I believe that the Spirit will open that up tonight. Now, in verse 2, it says there, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward. Now, Brother Hill and Brother Copley, so sweetly, they bring out this word dispensation. It's from the word domestic. It means keeper of the house. And that's exactly who Brother Paul was concerning this mystery of the grace of God. You see, all the truth had been given. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ were in ages past. The only thing was, is that all the truth was not revealed yet. It was all done. It was all completed. Praise God. Jesus Christ complete the Word, and He is that Word, but yet not revealed. You think about just as Christ Jesus told those disciples there in the book of John. He says to them, I'll tell you what, beginning at Pentecost, when that Holy Spirit comes, He'll begin to guide you into all truth. He has been with you, and He shall be in you. We know this. And Christ Jesus told those disciples again and again. And He said to them, there's many things I want to say unto you, but you can't bear them right now. You can't understand them right now until He, the Spirit of truth, is come. And brothers and sisters, that was the beginning of opening up the mystery. They couldn't bear it until the Spirit of truth, not just they were filled with the Holy Ghost, but are you going to allow to be full of the Holy Ghost and rejoice in the truth and yield your life to God and yield your life, praise God, to the instruction of the Holy Spirit? Amen. See, we're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful that the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, that we're studying. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You need to be yielded to receive that. It's an awesome, wonderful thing to receive. But I'm going to tell you something. That word is sweet to the mouth, but it's bitter to the stomach. There is going to be suffering along that way. There's going to be great sorrow. Let me tell you something. To whom much is given, much is required. And when you're given the very love of God, you hurt. And you ache. And you love beyond what the natural... Well, there's no natural love, but we'll call it that. It's so far beyond a natural love, it's not even funny. Now, it always has hope. I know exactly where my loved ones are. And praise the Lord, I will be joined with them, those that are in heaven. But I'll tell you what, I'd be telling you a big fib if I didn't tell you I ache to be away from them. But see, we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. And I thank the Lord for that. But here it is, brothers and sisters, in verse 3. Now look at that. How that by revelation, look at that. By revelation He made known unto me the mystery. It wasn't by locking myself up with a bunch of other guys in a monastery or whatever it might be. And you know, if offense is taken, take the offense. That's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done by harboring myself by myself. It's not going to get it done in seminary. It's not going to get it done in education. It's not going to get it done in all of these things. It's by revelation. Praise God. It's by my Spirit. And brothers and sisters, we need to know this. It's not by all the good works I can think of. Praise the Lord that we understand that He already before ordained those good works that I should walk in. I had nothing to do with them. God has only called me to walk in them. Isn't that marvelous? I think of so many people that I meet that really are zealous for the love of God. They love the Lord, but they're always looking for the next good work. I don't need to look for it. God already prepared it. Do you see that? That's the grace of God. That's the mighty work of God. It will be there. He'll bring it. He'll give it to you. And that's His righteousness. And praise God for that and that peace and knowing that it's on Him. It's Him. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I do love Him and I love His Word. But all that truth have been given, and we need to rest in that. But here we go. It is by revelation. It was made known unto me. That's what Paul says. Let's go over to Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, and we'll have the Lord expound on that thought for us. So in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, we'll start there. Brother Paul speaking again. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. See, it wasn't from man. It wasn't taught to me by man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right? Now, this message was given to Brother Paul. Now, many people will take this and say, oh, Well, I will. I'll go hold myself up in my house, and God's going to bring me the revelation. God already brought the revelation, and He did. He brought it. And God has given us teachers and preachers, and He said for us to gather the much the more as you see the day approaching. That day. And that day is the coming of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, when we have a chance to come and fellowship and rejoice and hear the word preached in fullness. And again, that's all by the Holy Spirit. Has nothing to do with man. We just read about that. God just so happened to choose man. Praise God. Thank God. And this is where it's at, is right here in Christ. But forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Don't inhibit that. Don't prevent it for you or anyone else. Don't keep your kids from it or your spouse from it or your friends from it or your mom from it just because you're bitter. Lord, help you enough. You start stumbling your brother. I'm telling you. I not only ache for you, I'm a little sad and possibly even fearful what you might have to go through. And it didn't have to be that way. Yield to God. Yield to Him. All right. So we listen to the Word of God, that it's not by power or by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. See, we understand it's not going to come from head knowledge. It's going to come by revelation of the Spirit. And He made it known to Paul, and praise God, through Paul, He's made it known to us. You can't go at God another way. It's in Christ. But the vessel that brought the message is Paul. And brother, Paul was given the gospel. And it's even referred to, as we're going to get in here, to as Paul's gospel. He calls it my gospel. It is Christ. We're not worshiping Paul in one bit. But no. Follow me as I follow Christ. It doesn't come any other way. People say, well, I'm going to get it through the disciples. I only read the words in red print. Oh my goodness gracious. I thought this was all God's word. Whether it was spoken by I Am or inspired by I Am, it's all I Am. Know it. All right. And it's all vitally important, because let me tell you something, every bit of I Am is awesome. Praise His name. All right. Acts 9:15, and I'll read these to you. To help us with time a little bit. And you can write these down. You can follow along. Whatever you'd like to do. Acts 9:15. He has chosen a chosen vessel unto me. Christ Jesus announces that. Praise God. Reveals Himself. That Paul is a chosen vessel unto me. He's so chosen and full of grace. That in Romans 2:16. It says that God shall judge the secrets of men. God shall judge the secrets of men. Listen to this. By Jesus Christ, according to Paul's gospel. He says my gospel, but that's Paul speaking there. He's going to judge the secrets of men. And if you talk about those secret places, let me tell you something. That is drilling down, coring down to the very depths of the heart. This is a search. And this is the search for the goodly pearl in the heart. And I'm telling you, this is his bride. That's the searching he's doing. He's searching for reward. We know that. My goodness, his children, there's no fault in them. They're sinless. They're perfect in Christ. But are they mature? Are they fully grown up? Are you remaining babies? Like Paul came to the Galatians. Who hath bewitched you? As he told the Hebrews, you guys should be feasting on meat. And now all I can give you is milk? Shame on you. You should be teaching this stuff, rejoicing in this stuff. And here you are, just acting like a bunch of babies. You got to eat, and you have to feed. And allowing the Spirit, praise God, to work that in you. Praise His name. So then, Romans 16:25, it goes on to say, now to him that is of power to establish you according to Paul's gospel. Listen to this. The power all comes from Christ. We know it's all in Christ. But look, it was the message that was given in Paul's gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. But see, something was really opened up there. You talk about opening up something. That was opened up. And then 1 Corinthians 9:17, a dispensation, and we understand that word dispensation is like the keeper of the house, the domestic of the gospel, is committed unto Paul. It was committed unto him. It was committed unto me. So personal. Brother Paul, that was given to him. So in that, he boldly states in the Lord in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Isn't that marvelous? Can you imagine the wondrous love that the Holy Spirit gave to that dear brother? And again, I will emphasize, as he said, not unto me only, but to all them, praise God, that love is appearing. Now that's a brother. He didn't say, well, look at me. I'm the one that was given this. Oh no. The chief is sinners. The less of the least. The least of the less. Whatever you want to say, man. Let me tell you something. God went down. As Brother Hill said. When God saved me, he didn't save a good boy. I hope all of us know that. There's none that were any good. But praise God in him. Oh my. What I'm looking at tonight. I think we're excited about him coming. All right. So here it is in 1 Corinthians 11:4. Listen to, this is how bold you get in the Lord. See, there's no bones about this stuff. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached. This is Brother Paul speaking. Or if ye receive another spirit, which we have not received. Or another gospel. See, referring to his gospel, the gospel that Christ Jesus gave him, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. We'll go ahead and turn to a couple other places. Let's turn to Colossians 1:25. Let's go over there. Colossians chapter 1. I want to read a couple of these with you, and I pray you're writing these down, and I know many of you rejoicing these, and I'm so thankful to God. So in Colossians 1:25, it says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. I mean, listen to these words. I mean, this is amazing. This is the completion here. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. You don't think you live in exciting times? You don't think that you're highly favored? You're not believing the Word of God. Praise His name. Get a vision of this. Get a grip, praise God, of what's apprehended you here. And you'll be beside yourself. You'll be thankful in all things. You'll learn how to be abased and abound and be singing from the top of your lungs and people think you're a crazy loon. But here we go. 1 Timothy. Let's go over to chapter 1 in 1 Timothy in verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we best pay attention. Either Brother Paul was the greatest liar and the greatest farce of all time, or there was no doubt that he was the chosen vessel unto God to bring forth the gospel. I'm so thankful I believe the Word of God. Aren't you grateful to God? It hurts my heart to think people just pass this over, and people that love Jesus and really have a zeal for the things of God, but they don't want to see it. The Bible tells us very clearly that he that wills to know will know. And every single one of us here tonight has been plucked out, circled, so thankful. I'm not talking about because this place. It's because of this message. And by the grace of God, we follow Paul as he followed Christ. And it's not going to come any other way. I don't care how many praise songs you put together. Sing till you lose your voice. Yeah. We're going to study this again and again and again. And this book's going to tell us, and this other book, and this great mind, and look at this one from this seminary, and this seminary. And I always remember when I made them, I just said, he was from this cemetery. And that's really what it is. See, man's words and thoughts are dead. The only thing that's alive is Christ and His wonderful Word. But brothers and sisters, we know without a doubt this. Brother Paul is this chosen vessel to bring forth this. And we are not in any way magnifying a person. We're magnifying the grace of God. And this brother, by grace, magnified the grace of God. He made the statement so beautiful, I am what I am by the grace of God. Isn't that great? You got a chance. I'm telling you. You really do. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the enemy tries to tell me I don't, but praise His name. I read the Word and say, no, this tells me I got everything. Not just a chance. Praise God. I run this race by grace and lay hold of that faith. It's going to be finished with joy. Now, look over there in verse 4. Let's go back here of chapter 3. It says, whereby when ye read... Boy, there's something. When you read, huh? Boy. I'm sorry to say it like that. But how many times? Oh, brother, I thank God for this. But really, because where would we be? We would be in unbelief. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Oh, I wish I could believe the Lord like you. Have you darkened a church door where they preach the Word? Have you opened your Bible? Really, desire that. You want grace, but you don't want to receive it. Huh? Come on. How simple it is. Read it. Trust Him. We already rejoiced in that verse. He's been made wisdom to us, hasn't He? He wants us to know this, brothers and sisters. And He'll give us the understanding and the knowledge. But it says here, Brother Copley wrote, but so few there are that want to know. So few there are that want to know. Into feeling. I want to have faith. I want something concrete. More than concrete, the rock that's not going to be moved. Praise the Lord. And this is what it's about. The desire in our hearts, and only God can give that by grace, to read and to study to show thyself approved unto God. Huh? What a concept, isn't it? The Word of God. And then he goes on to say, and mentioned afore in few words. There in verse 3, kind of passed that up a little bit, but I wanted to talk about that. That's referring back to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And let's go back and read that. Which afore, he said in a few words. So read this here with me. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. See, He's not keeping anything from us now. Praise God, He's bringing it all out. According to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Now, really look at that 10th verse there, where he says he's going to gather it all up in one in Christ. And someday, brothers and sisters, and I believe we're listening for that trump, but someday there's even going to be an announcement that says the tabernacle of God is with men. It's all going to be gathered up. It's all going to be put in its place. And we rejoice. And I rejoice for that day to begin. And the start of the Lord's Day that's going to bring that on, and the day when that Lord's Day begins to happen, the first thing that's going to be gathered up is that glorious bride. And we know that. Because it's going to be put in its place and in its prominent place. And this is really what this third chapter is about, brothers and sisters. We see and know in the Word of God that all children of God will be in the tabernacle. All the children of God will be in that tabernacle. But the place that we have in it, the prominence that can be yours, what do you think? The place and the prominence? Not because I want to be magnified, but I want Jesus Christ magnified in my life. It's His desire. Praise God, I want to have a desire for it, but I need to see His desire for me and toward me. And that place that He wants us to have is nothing short of His glorious bride. Yeah. Praise His name. That's His wondrous glory. She's going to descend from heaven having the glory of God. How wonderful. And then that leads so perfectly into verse 5. Let's go ahead and read that. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. See, think of that. In other ages, it was not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. See, other ages translates other generations. It wasn't until then. It wasn't until Brother Paul was given this. Until now. And then you look at that phrase, the sons of men, and how fitting that is. We understand that we become a child of God, a son of God, by birth. But it takes the illumination of the Spirit to see the mystery. Do you see the difference? It takes the Holy Spirit to enlighten and illuminate these eyes, to have a vision. And without a vision, the people are going to perish. That's why the love of many wax cold. You want a vision? You yield by the grace of God. You yield to that leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. And He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in your heart. It's abroad in here. That's what's lasting is the love of God. That's what's encouraging. It's the love of God. That's what's fervent is the love of God. It's not me. Me is going to die out. Me will get high for a second and low and for hours. Come on back, come on back. What's the next feeling? By faith in His Word and what He tells me. You know what, God, You said it and it's so. Help me to believe it even more. And I am just so thankful to God for that. Lord, just expand this truth. I know this truth. By Your grace, I do know it. But let me believe it. Let me enjoy it. Let it live in me. Live and be alive in my life. Not just something that is on a back burner, but that's prominent. Praise God that I just embrace because it embraces me. But just as Daniel, brothers and sisters, he wanted to look into that mystery, didn't he? When I read Daniel, I love him. I love that brother. And I can't help, really, sometimes I just feel sorry for him because he really wanted to look in there. And God shut it up, didn't he? He said, you're not going to look in here. This is not for you. Now, don't think that he wasn't fully satisfied. Let me tell you something. Christ Jesus and His offering to His people is always full and overflowing, and it satisfies. He knows how to meet what He has created. Praise God. We have a few minutes. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It just expands on it, and it's wonderful. So, 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse 12. And it is so wonderful. And I pray that it just encourages your heart. The line upon line and line upon line. And the precept upon precept. See, this is his love letters to us. Is really it is love letter upon love letter. All right. So in verse 11 there it says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow them. Now let's go on to verse 12. So he's speaking again of those ones of old, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister these things. Isn't that amazing? Those prophets of old and all those wondrous things that they wrote about. They rejoiced in it to the point that they could see, to the level that it was revealed. But they were speaking of things. Remember how we had that study not too long ago of the cherubim and the seraphim? Now, I'm confident there was a lot of things they were writing down there, and they're thinking, my goodness, what is this? And you know that there had to be something tugging on heart, just like Brother Daniel. Oh, Lord, there's something really special in there. I want to see further. Son, That's for another generation. I'm using you, though, as a vessel that's writing to them. And those vessels that will receive the Holy Spirit and allow Him to guide them into all truth, they'll take this like that cow sitting under that tree and chew that cud, and it gets sweeter with every bite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So see, it said there in verse 12, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with what? The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. It's the key. That's the opening. That's the one, that's the guy, that's the leader, that's the anointing. It's the instructor, the comforter, all of these things. The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. And they never had a chance anyway. But I'm so thankful that they're rejoicing into the magnificence and the glory of God. There's something so special there. Now, let's go back over to Hebrews. And we quoted a little bit of this, but we'll read the whole thing now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 and 40. Now, again, this is chapter 11 is the faith hall of fame, the worthies of faith, speaking of the Isaacs, the Jacobs, the Moses, so many wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord. But reading from the 39th verse, speaking of these, it says, and these all of these worthies of faith, having obtained a good report through faith. See, the good report's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only way that good report's ever going to come is by faith. And how does faith come from? Or come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith, always remember this, which worketh by love. See, if you don't see the love of God, you'll never believe Him. You just won't. The more you see of the love of God, the more you'll believe Him. The more of the love of God you receive, the more you will receive in faith. It's the truth. See, I believe that He's loving and wants to love me as His spouse. Now, a lot of folks, they love the Lord, but that's a little too much for me. I show you over and over in this word, He tells you He wants to love you as wife. The wife has made herself ready. Yeah. And she's a special wife. She's beautiful. As I was rejoicing with the sister, let me tell you something. She's no ho-hum wife. She's sparkling. She's altogether lovely. She's got it going on. She really does, I tell you. So all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. It is a wow. It's wow beyond wow. But that's what it is. That's grace. God saw us in Christ in ages past. And He's got a purpose and He's got a plan. And that plan is all men be saved. He would have that. And come to a full, complete, exact knowledge of the truth. Aren't you thankful that by grace we're responding to that? All right. Now, it is about as exciting as you can get. I don't think there's anything more exciting. I know there isn't, but God help us to be thankful for who we are in Christ, and that we would live and rejoice in this age that is now revealed. And again, before we leave this verse, notice it's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. It's never changed. It was the same for Paul. It was the same for the disciples. It was the same for the apostles. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And then finally, and we'll end here with verse 6, but it all comes together here. This is the pinnacle. I love it. That the Gentiles, read this with me here, that the Gentiles, that's you, should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. The gospel. Even Brother Schofield, if you have a Schofield Bible, he says that the Gentiles were to be saved was no mystery. The mystery they're not talking about here is not being saved. Rahab and Ruth proved that. They got that one over the goal line. God's no respecter of person. Come on. That's absolutely infinite to be saved, but we're talking about God. There's so much more. And it's so wonderful what He's opening up here. And amazing. And I will even add this. 6 years earlier than this Ephesians was written in Galatians 3:28. In Galatians 3:28, it says there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. We are one in Him. So even 6 years earlier, that was made known. The Gentiles in the flesh could now be fellow citizens with the Jew. That was known. That was known in that with that there's neither Jew nor Greek. We know that. So what is this mystery? Praise God, it's something that's even beyond. It's something that I pray that we don't brush off, brothers and sisters. This is it. This is the high calling mystery. And I pray the Holy Spirit let us drill this down, divide it. And it all begins with that wondrous word, joint heirs, fellow heirs. Here we go. Sunk leronymous. It's an amazing, amazing word in the Greek. Sunk leronymous. Praise God. It's the same word that you find in Romans 8:17, where it says, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer together with Him. The same word. It's not the heirs of God. It's joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All right? Now let's take this word for a minute, and we'll even break it out a little further than we yet have. Sun chloronymous is two words, two Greek words that are joined together. Soon and chloronymous. Chloronymous means an heir. Okay? It's an heir, one who inherits. But what puts this into a whole different realm is the soon. And the soon means a union. A union. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just going by what it means. I'm just giving you the Greek. All right? Praise God, it's not Greek to me. Praise Him, I know it, just because of the Spirit and His love. But this union is far more than just accompanying, far more than just being beside somebody, standing beside someone. This soon means companionship. It means likeness. It means one. It means completion. Completion. He's groaning for her. Oh my goodness. That just is like a jolt coming through me. I'm so grateful. The statement, the thought, joint heirs together as man and wife. That's the word, sunc chloronymous. Joint heirs together as man and wife. So brothers and sisters, what do we not want to believe about this? What don't we want to see? I want to embrace this. Don't you want to embrace this? Most importantly, because it's the Word of God. It's His desire. See, my beloved is mine. I am my beloved's. And His desire is toward me. See, this is His desire for me. It's His desire toward me. God in ages past provided all of this. It's there. And that statement, joint heirs together as man and wife with Jesus Christ. I know the purpose of God in your life. I do. The Word of God tells us. For everyone, His wife, His bride, to be ready. I was visiting with a sister this week. She was getting a little ornery. Oh, well, the faithfulness of God will take care of that. Come on, aren't you trusting God for me? And I said, oh, it's not the faithfulness of God I'm concerned about. It's that there's not much more time to get ready for the bride. What do you think? I know God's going to remain faithful. He'll always abide faithful. But praise God, thou hast a little strength. I've kept the faith. See, I received it from Him. I'm ready to be offered. Oh, praise God that we would live that life. I'm going to close this up quickly. Remember when we first began tonight, the word in the first verse are those words, you Gentiles, neither Jew nor Greek, children of Abraham, and now something better, and we know it. These are the ones ministered to here that have the potential that will make up the spotless, without wrinkle, rib portion of the church, the chaste virgin to Christ, the altogether lovely. Praise God. I appreciated a brother and sister sharing with me last week. Altogether lovely. She's altogether lovely. She's altogether lovely. Amen. Descending from heaven, having the glory of God, and her light. You talk about jasper light. She's blinging. Boo, 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 boo. It's amazing. Oh, I love godly thought. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. It's coming, brothers and sisters, and I pray it's coming together for us in our hearts. But you see, these saved Gentiles, okay? You Gentiles. Not Gentiles in the flesh. Children. These are children of God, nigh to God, lives. Now listen to this in that sixth verse. Should be fellow heirs. It's a big difference. A huge difference. Should be. Should be. Not are. Fellow citizens, like verse 19 of the second chapter. Do you see the difference there? See, verse 19 of the second chapter, I'm a fellow heir. I am seated in the heavens in Christ right now. Now, there's no should be to that. It's done. It's completed. That transaction is made. Now there's an offering that these you Gentiles, you children of Abraham, should be fellow heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. God's very desire for us to grow up into Him in all things. Think of the shoulds that we've been rejoicing in lately. We're coming to another one. That ye would or should walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. That word vocation, I'll take you right over to Philippians. High calling of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing less. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's so perfect. Those dots of love are so connected. Don't even try to distort it. Don't. Believe the word of God. That ye should walk in the before ordained good works. We read about that last week. This is the divine grace, brothers and sisters, that's there for us right now to yield to God, to completely yield to His truth. Being filled with all the fullness of God, all the perfect and complete will of God. And that's the very life that lives Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Christ in me. You see how this magnificent, wonderful masterpiece could never remotely even begin with something that I could bring. From the very beginning with Brother Abel and poor Cain, showed you right there. Don't go bringing that stuff that you think you sweated over and you did such a good work to get here and look at how many deeds and how I toiled over this thing. That's refuge to me. Get it out of my face. That's filthy rags. You bring the blood and nothing else. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be accepted like you've never, ever imagined. You're going to be embraced like you can't believe. Because you're my son. And I'm your father. And brothers and sisters, as we close, notice the last thing by the gospel. It's always going to be the gospel that does it. Treasure the word of God in your life. Treasure the word. Be thankful for the word of God. Never take it lightly. Stand, withstand, having done all, stand. Growing in grace and knowledge. That's how we grow. We grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And grace and knowledge, that Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the gospel. And notice tonight, it's not just any gospel, is it? It's Paul's gospel. Stand in it. Stand in it. Praise God, that's your crown. That crowning glory is Paul's gospel. Don't ever be ashamed. Most don't understand this, that love the Lord. Most will think, well, you're just trying to divide people up. No, the Word of God does that. It goes right down to the intent of the heart, the secrets of the heart, way beyond the joint and the marrow. He knows, and yes, Jesus does know. And I'm so thankful that I'm beginning to be as Peter was a testimony. Lord, Thou knowest. Amen. Lord, Thou knowest. God, help me to get rid of this. God, help me to get rid of lots of sweet people had a lot of sweet thoughts during their lives. I mean it. A lot of good Christian people. But don't ever be fooled by sweet thoughts. Sugary words that may sound right in here, but don't line up with the Word of God. Brother, you believe too much? Oh no, I could never ever believe enough. I could never be on fire enough. I could never be prepared enough. I'm finding out, brothers and sisters, it's a thankful heart. It's a grateful heart. It's just saying, Lord, You did it. You finished it. And praise God, You began that good work. Wasn't anything of me. And You'll finish it. I love You. Oh, it's sweet. I'm so thankful. I see hearts that love the Word. Treasure it. Don't you be down. Don't. Your time is almost here. The manifestation of the sons of God. I'm going to parade her around. Oh, Lord, You don't have to do that. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. I'm going to make them know that I've loved Thee. Don't try to be something in this world. Don't. You'll miss it. That's wood, hay, and stubble stuff. Don't try to think that you're becoming some type of a religious icon. That's just the enemy's work. Transparency. God, let me be a mouthpiece tonight. God, let me just speak the Word. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise His name. Praise His name.